What's up, my friends? Dr. David Boyd, and this is the Modern Medicine Matters Podcast, your daily dose, episode number 173. Today's topic is this. Take the plunge, sit back and relax, because here we go. So if you've seen online anywhere, Wim Hof, have you guys heard of Wim Hof? They call him the Iceman. Now, he's been doing this for a long time, and just like anything, right, in order to catch on, you got to be consistent with it. So brief rundown, if you haven't checked out Wim Hof, you should check him out. Neat dude. He's kind of a hippie-looking guy, long hair, long beard. Forget exactly what country he's from. I want to say, like, Norway, Scandinavia, something like that. Anyway, they call him the Iceman because he takes these ice plunges, and it's caught on, and then he's kind of enterprised this into a camp, like a boot camp type thing, where he's trained instructors, and then these instructors go out throughout the world and teach other people the benefits of ice bath and so forth and so on. If you have ever been in frozen water, it is really uncomfortable. Now, you know, there's some folks have like fallen in a lake and such accidentally. That's one thing. I'm talking about intentionally going and like jumping in cold water. I don't mean just like, ooh, this is a little brisk. I mean cold, cold, cold water with like ice floating in it. It's not, of course, you know, you run the risk of frostbite. You stay in for too long of a period of time. Hypothermia. All kinds of things like that. The biggest issue with ice water is that when it's sudden, if you suddenly take a plunge in it, it can actually cause a dysrhythmia in the heart. So in bush medicine, wilderness medicine, you know, if somebody is in a tachycardic state, which is a fancy way of saying their heart is beating too fast, one of the ways to actually break that rhythm is to submerge them in ice water very quickly. And so other than that, like those are pretty much the main problems that go along with ice water. If somebody doesn't have a heart condition or something like that, you know, that should be pretty safe for them to get in. But the reason why I'm talking about it is two things. Number one, the whole mental portion of it, which there's a massive mental portion. And then the second part is the decision. And I guess the third part. The third part is the benefit. So let's talk about these things, because there's a lot of folks that are doing these ice baths and everything, and you should understand the stuff surrounding it in order that you can make the decision for yourself whether this is for you and what the true benefits of it are. Okay, so let's start with the mental part. I digress. Let's start with the decision part, because deciding to get into ice water in the first place is a pretty big decision. It is the epitome of being uncomfortable, right? We're not meant to, as human beings, we're not built for that. We're not built for, freezing temperatures for long periods of time, for even for minutes. I mean, it's very uncomfortable. Our natural reaction is to get the heck out of that situation. And then on top of it, water. Like, we can swim and all that, but, you know, especially if you submerge yourself, go underwater, you know, we're not fish, right? So we're not built for that either. So making the active decision to go and intentionally get uncomfortable in the first place is a pretty big one, especially when it is as stark of an issue as ice water. You know, it's one thing to say, okay, I'm going to go for a long run, or I'm going to fast for 24 hours. Both things are uncomfortable. But going and getting into ice water that literally feels like stabbing knives as you're jumping into it, that's just on a different level. So making that decision is number one. I think in order to make that decision, you really have to know what the benefits are. Just somebody saying this is a good idea, that certainly isn't enough for me. I have to see, okay, well, you know, aside from this being like, I double dog dare you to do this, give me a reason why. Like, why would I jump into this ice water in the first place? Which leads to the second point. So the second point is the mental part. Going and doing something really uncomfortable it is a mental game. Like, you have to get to the point where you overrun your logic, where you overrun everything that's in your body that says, don't do this. There's not a reason why. This is uncomfortable. It's time to stop now. And that's really a big benefit, because there's so many times in our lives that in order to get to the place where we want to go, we have to first go and do something that is pretty uncomfortable that we don't really want to do, right? I equate this back to back in school. Like, back in school when you're like, oh man, I'm not really that well prepared for this task. I'm going to have to pull an all-nighter to pull this off. That wasn't fun. But you had to do what you had to do in order to get to where you wanted to go. In order to get the grade, you had to go and suffer through it. Or just like the athlete that wants to win the race, you know, or if it's an endurance race, at least finish the race. You have to put in hour after hour after hour of suffering and training in order to get to the place where finally you have success. It's a mental game. Getting to that point where you're like, okay, like, here I am mentally, this is where, like, this is what I have to go through in order to get what I want, then so be it. Like, you know, you'll go and you'll do what you got to do, right? Then there's the third part, and this is the part as a doctor that I am really most excited, because there's tons of research that is out there that's coming out more and more and more, especially in the longevity space, that talks about the benefit of going and putting yourself in uncomfortable situations. And this is where a lot of my physician colleagues, medical doctors, are a bit behind the times, because as a culture, okay, as a culture medically in the United States, we are very much trained. Board certified medical physicians are trained to basically take care of disease. Okay? The problem is this. There's plenty of disease around. Like, we as a society, we're pretty damn sick. So it really keeps everybody very, very busy. But what if we were able to prevent that disease from occurring in the first place? And taking a step back, saying, okay, well, let's just say we were. So if there was interventions that we could do that could prevent disease in the first place, what would those interventions look like? Consider that our body, as amazing as it is made up of billions and billions and billions of cells. Okay? And those cells, each one of them, have genetic material that has the code and the program that is written in order for more cells to be made. You follow with me so far? Okay. What if we were able to create the conditions so that we can turn on the proofreading portion of our genetic code so as to make sure that the cells that we continue to create, the cells that we have protective mechanisms that the switch is flipped on so that aging is reduced, disease is reduced, if even to the point where it doesn't even occur, and therefore preventing problems from occurring in the first place. Sounds pretty amazing, right? Yet the medical world doesn't do this. Why? Not because they're bad. Not because they're bad doctors. Doctors are, you know, went into medicine to help people, okay? Myself included. But more so, I think, because everybody's too damn busy trying to put out the fires everywhere else. So consider this. Consider that we have built into our DNA protective mechanisms, switches, if you will, that are already there. Consider this. The cells that last are the stronger ones. So let's look back very briefly at evolution. Okay? And I'm not getting into religious debate on evolution or anything like that, simply talking about the science of it. And the science of it is that in order for you to be here right now, your genetic predecessors, your ancestors, had to be the stronger ones because the weaker ones died off. That's just fact. That's just how it is. This is how natural selection works, right? If you take that all the way down to the cellular level, there are some cells that you have that are stronger than others. And where that strength ultimately shows up is, number one, a better genetic pool, lucky you. Number two, that those switches were turned on. Those switches get turned on when they're under pressure, when they're under stress. Does that mean they need to be under stress consistently? No. Too much stress will kill a cell off. However, just enough will turn on the protective mechanisms that are needed. So have you consider, by going and doing something like an ice bath, for example, this is, because it's a short interval, you're talking about submersion in very cold water for less than 2 minutes. As long as you don't have cardiac conditions or anything like that, as long as you're not going to stay in for a long period of time so that you don't get frostbite, hypothermia, so forth and so on, it's actually pretty safe. And the benefit of it is that it turns on these genetic proofreading switches that can diminish aging and diminish disease. That's what's really, really amazing about it. The data supports this, and it's really, really cool stuff. So I'm super excited to be at this place right here, right now, not just in this place in time, but this place medically, because my prediction is that over the course of the next 5 to 10 years, this is the way that medicine will swing. And it really needs to, because, you know, folks need to start looking at themselves as a commodity. You need to start realizing that you are your greatest asset. You always will be. You're the one that makes the money. You're the one that has the family. Your time is your time, and your time is now. And so by looking at yourself that way and saying, okay, what can I do to live the highest quality of life for as long as possible? Of course, diet. Of course, exercise. Of course, positive outlook. Of course, meditation. All those things, yes. But getting down to the cellular level, what can you do to throw those switches so that you turn on this operating system that we were born with in the first place, but because we live such a comfortable life, doesn't ever get to be switched on the regular. So Wim Hof, you ever listen to this, buddy? Hey, hats off to you. You're a visionary guy. And I don't know if Wim Hof and his followers and the folks doing these ice plunges and such, if they understand things at the cellular level, why this works the way that it does. You know, folks say, oh, I feel better, and I'm less achy, my joints don't ache, I have better mood, all those things, which are all great. But consider that this is all happening because it is affecting us as the amazing organism that we are, at the very cellular level of our DNA. That's what I got for you today, my friends, here on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. I hope this message resonates with you. If it does, I would ask that you share it up with friends and family and the folks in your circle of influence. If you don't follow me on social media, please do. You can find me on Facebook as well as Instagram. David Boyd on Facebook, David Boyd MD at Instagram. Last but not least, if you have not yet been to Blind Spot Medical, you need to go. Blindspotmedical.com. There you can put in your name and email address. It'll get you on the email list so that we can talk further about ways to find problems, fix problems, and then ultimately protect yourself from medical issues that will hinder your life. That's what I got for you today, guys. Remember, health is wealth, so invest in yourself. Become rich again tomorrow on the Modern Medicine Matters podcast. Have a great night.